For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you guys ready for meltdowns?
Yeah.
You have your meltdown? All righty, yeah. Anna, I'll let you go first.
All right.
In 3, 2, 1.
No! Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
All right. My meltdown today is with a certain type of person.
Oh, no.
That I often find myself engaging with. It could be, you know, at the gym.
Could be at the Mexicans?
Workplace. No, not Mexicans. Not them. Well, I guess it could be them. I don't know.
Asians.
Could be them as well. There is no racial borders.
Oh, thank God.
Okay? It could be white people. It could be black people. It could be brown, yellow, red, whatever color you want to be.
Who are these people?
Mumblers.
Oh.
Speak up! I can't hear what you're saying. Now, I understand if at first, you know, you don't realize how low you're speaking. You don't want to overstep your boundaries. You don't want to yell at my face. Because some people have the opposite problem. Some people are a little bit, they talk a little too loudly. And you just want to be like, I literally want to be like, turn the volume down on you.
She's not talking to you, Bix.
But then there's people, and I find these people even more obnoxious. Because I keep you're making me be annoying. Because I'm like, huh? What?
Now you're a 75-year-old.
Exactly.
Hey.
Now, if I have to say what more, my rule is if I have to say it twice, which means you say it three times and I don't know what you're saying, then I do the face imitation.
Yeah.
Oh, what, you smile? I smile. You laugh? I laugh. You frown? I frown. I hate mumblers. I can't have a conversation with you. You're so freaking annoying. Sometimes I work with people who, you know, we work in a loud environment in both my jobs, and sometimes they'll be like, Anna, and I'm like, yeah, and they'll be like, excuse me, what? And sometimes I become rude. I'm like, you need to speak up. I can't hear what you're saying to me.
I call those people mouth lazy.
Oh, gosh.
It's like they just, to enunciate, it's just too much work.
What are you, a SoundCloud rapper? Speak up!
I hate it. You know, my day job, I deal poker, and verbal is the most binding action in poker. So no matter what you do with your hands, if you say something, it's law. And they'll mumble. People will mumble. You know, you got 30 tables of poker going. Everybody's talking and carrying on, and, you know, the action comes to them, and they're like, I'm sorry?
Pardon?
Did you say call or raise?
Pardon?
I don't know. And then, you know, it's also a rule that you speak English only during the hand. So I'm like, I'm sorry, English only. I don't know what you're saying. Yeah, I got you. Jerks.
So annoying. Anyways, if you're a mumbler, get with the program. Speak up. Enunciate. Don't be a lazy mother effer.
Yeah.
I get that all the time when I'm waiting tables and there's like a large party and I'm standing 15 feet away from
somebody.
Yeah, you
gotta yell. Speak up.
Yeah, hey, you want to refill on your tea?
Yeah. I don't understand that.
Jerks. Ryan.
Yeah.
You got a meltdown?
I do.
Two.
In 3, 2, 1.
No! Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
My meltdown's about public bathrooms, Johnny.
Oh, my God. I used one Saturday.
Yeah, I used one today, too. I don't use a lot of them, but I will tell you, that it's really starting to piss me off when I go into a bathroom.
Yeah.
Yay. When your only option after you wash your hands is a hand dryer.
Yeah.
What happened to good old-fashioned paper towels?
Yeah, screw the forests.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't want to spend an extra 4 minutes of my time sticking my hands under hot air. I don't know. I'm wiping them on my shirt from now on.
Yeah, I don't believe that the companies that have air dryers care about the environment. They care about saving money on paper.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to use your goddamn hot wind tunnel noise pollution every time I want to use it. It doesn't dry your hands all the way.
It really doesn't unless you really
have long enough.
If you have that kind of time, maybe.
The only time it's good to have an air dryer in a public bathroom is when you accidentally make beetle on your pants. Not that I do that. And then you get air dried in front of your pants before you walk out.
Then you just look really weird. You got to explain yourself.
You got to get like
in.
A step stool, and you got to put your crotch right up on the air dryer, like flush up against it. And you're like, blow my pants. And then people walk in, you're like, not a big deal, guys. Nothing to see here.
I like to use both because I like to waste energy and trees.
What I do is I take the paper and I blow the paper with the air dryer. And then I wipe my hands with warm paper. Hell yeah.
So if you own or work in an establishment that has both, I applaud you.
I cannot
stand it when there's only the hand dryer.
I don't like both because while I'm grabbing paper, some idiot is hitting a hand dryer behind me, scaring the hell out of me. They're loud, man. Can we make a quiet air dryer?
No.
All right.
We don't have that technology yet.
Fine.
Then everyone becomes a mumbler when you have those air dryers going on.
You can't hear anything.
What?
Yeah, there's no way, dude. Let's see what Tony has to say. Yo, Tony, what's up?
Hey, man, listen, I'm with you on that. But beyond that, think about this. All that air, it's not pumped in from outside. That's just air being circulated within the restroom.
Oh, that's
so gross.
Poop air on your hands.
This fart air.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it.
I don't like you, Tony.
Ugh.
Hey, I'm just, don't kill the messenger.
Nah, man, it's not your fault, but now I'm glad. Ugh, poop air.
But I'm with you, man. Yeah, they need to give us choices.
I agree. It's all about choices.
And they talk about this as going green with the hair or the hand blow dryer thing, but
I'm pro-choice.
That uses electric, so how green are we going? You know, give us our
solid
damn
point,
paper
dude.
Towels that we want.
Yeah, dude, I don't care. Or you know what? Maybe not paper towel. Here's what you do, and I'm always an advocate for hiring short people, a.k.a. midgets. You get a midget with, like, a very absorbent ghillie suit, and he just stands in the corner of the bathroom. And you walk by and you just kind of rub your hands on the midget.
Much.
It's a dryer midget. Come here, midget.
And if he's getting paid, it's not
a
hate crime. Right?
I had to give up on that.
No, yeah, you got to get yourself a midget in a ghillie suit. That's my solution. I am Johnny B. I'm a problem solver. Vote for me 2020. Thanks, pal.
All right. I'm with you.
Later, Tony. That'd be nice. You know what I mean? And they can also be like a bathroom attendant. Like, they can give you mints and cologne.
Mm-hmm. Like, hello, you can wipe your hands off on me. Okay.
You go, oh, midget. You just rub your all over. You give him You know?
No, don't do that.
Come here, midget.
No, bad idea. Bad idea.
You're a little rough. Your hands must be really wet.
We got a quick Twitter meltdown. Alec at Camping Crumbs at all of us. Monday meltdown. I hate when coworkers flip out and throw a tantrum about something no one can control. Yes, your welder isn't working. There's 8 more not being used. Take one.
Yeah. Some people are just miserable. I found that out. Some people, no matter what the conditions are, nothing is good enough for them. Hey, you ready for my meltdown?
I am.
In 3, 2, 1.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. meltdown.
Oh, boy. And this is a very relatable one.
Talk to me.
And it happened to me Saturday night. My beautiful, beautiful girlfriend and myself, sometimes we like to rough it. Sometimes we like to go places where, I don't know, the clientele is lesser. I don't mind. I'm a man of the people. I get it. If our social status is probably not on the same level, I don't mind hanging out with you when this Chinese establishment has all-you-can-eat crab legs for daddy. My problem is, and this happens in all restaurants of all social classes, your baby, your goddamn baby, your little ball of gelatinous noise. If you can't control your baby screaming, not just crying, screaming in a restaurant, take that future disappointment outside.
Agreed.
Take him outside.
Very much. Agreed.
I assume a screaming baby is just destined for failure because my son never did that.
Not even as a toddler?
Nope.
My kids were really good as infants, too.
Nope.
Now I want to...
No.
You want to what?
No.
What do you want to do to them?
No.
What do you want to do to them?
Hey, you want to punch your kid in the face?
No, I don't. I love them so much.
My kid was very good. Maybe it's because I paid attention to them. And look, I was evaluating this sweet, sweet country couple that was in the booth right behind us Saturday night. And I noticed the more that this probably one-year-old screamed and hollered, the less they paid attention to him. They had a conversation of their own going on. Once in a while, they'd look over and go, "Oh, Bubba Jr., are you lonely over there?" Yes, yes, he's goddamn lonely.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
In terms of etiquette and protocol, can you approach a family and ask them to take their baby outside if it's disturbing the entire establishment?
No. Not in a place like this.
Maybe you can tell management?
No, they don't speak English. Listen, I was in a hostile situation, Anna. You're talking about a Chinese buffet in Brandon that has pretty much every kind of bad element in there eating together. So you just want to... You just want to eat in peace. You don't want to ruffle any feathers. There's probably a lot of rap sheets walking around there eating food.
Rap sheets?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
People of questionable character.
Oh.
Very, very dirty looking people in that place.
Because like $8.99 for all you can eat or something?
It wasn't even that cheap. For the crab legs, it's like $29.99. If you want the crab legs and the Chinese food.
What about minus the crab legs?
$17.99?
For all you can eat?
I think so. I don't know. Not dirt cheap, but...
I want to go to a buffet. I haven't been in...
Let's go!
I don't... Maybe 20 years?
I'll take you.
I used to go to Sizzlers.
That's weird. Anyway, this kid just... right behind my head, and I tweeted it out. I said, if you have a baby crying in a restaurant, you should know I am actively... trying to kill your baby with my mind. Because that's what I was doing.
Show me.
Oh, well, I was
just... Like trying to do like a Matilda sort of thing?
Like if you've ever seen Firestarter and Drew Barrymore.
Hey, I've
like,
seen Matilda.
Back off. Back off. I was trying to shoot fireballs at this baby. I just needed it to stop. I needed them to take this baby outside. And then I thought, you know what? I'll just outlast them, right? They can't eat as much as me. I'll just outlast them. Oh, no, no. These were the Kobayashis of the redneck world. They just kept eating. Hey, Joey Chestnut, take your baby outside. No, they just kept on eating, and he kept talking and screaming. This poor baby who couldn't form a sentence, just noises. And I'm guessing this same baby at 10 years old will have the same kind of communicative skills. He just, which is redneck baby talk for, somebody pay attention to me. I crapped my diaper 10 minutes ago.
Could you smell it?
Hey, Daryl, what's up?
What's happening, everybody? I got a little meltdown. I'm so sick of everyone saying...
Daryl, come on, man. You know how it works. 2, 1.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. meltdown.
Tell me, Daryl, what happened?
Well, I'm just saying, everyone's saying how divided we are as a country. And I think there's a bunch of people that are trying to make this divided. In my neighborhood, we all get along great. I'm pretty sure there's some Bigfoots living around here. But nude beaches, okay? We can all get behind that. I lived in Hawaii for 10 years. You don't hear about any problems over there, people shooting people, whatever. Topless beaches, nude beaches, whatever. That's what we need in this country. France has it. You don't hear too much crap going on over there because everyone's peaceful. You know what? I'm tired of people saying we're so divided. If we can get together on just a couple issues like that one, we'll find the world a lot better place.
I agree totally.
Thanks, Daryl.
Good call, Daryl.
Thank you.
All right. What did he say?
I don't know.
Something about nude beaches. That's what I heard.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.